You are invited for whatever side of the issue you are on. I would love to hear from you. The measles outbreak now. Now, is it decimating the country and the world? No, but for us to have these diseases now that are so highly contagious starting to come back in to our society, I mean, like Penn and Teller, I mean, do we want the good old days of polio, the good old days of smallpox, the good old days of diphtheria, the good old days of, oh, man. And when you look at the downside, whatever that might be, and again, we will clarify that coming up in just a moment with Dr. Andrew Pavia. He will be joining us. He's an epidemiologist and the chief pediatric infectious disease specialist at the Primary Children's Hospital. We'll talk with him, and we'll talk to him. We're having some parents who say, hey, you know, when we had the inoculations, the vaccinations, there were some seizure issues with our child. So our pediatrician, and again, we'll talk about that with the doctor. We'll talk about if and when there are some exceptions. There are exceptions to everything. There are people with horrible allergies to things that do not affect you and me and 99.999% of the population. Look at the tragic situation that we had recently with a very prominent person in the state of Utah who got one of those one out of a million diseases that cost her her life. And, you know, speaking of Becky Lockhart, of course, there are always those situations. What I'm talking about for the rank and file parents out there. And when Dee and I were having our children, it was kind of at the height of a lot of the fear-mongering that was going on surrounding vaccinations. But I remember we sat down with our pediatrician, for whom we had an enormous regard. And boy, he laid this out and he said, you know, you need to consider this and this and this. And the odds of this and the odds of this, the odds of that, if it were to be true, if, which now it's proven not to be true, he said, so even when that was kind of the rage, everybody was concerned about, you know, whether or not immunizations caused autism and on and on and on. Even then, our pediatrician looked at us and said, oh my goodness, if you're going to gamble on something, gamble on the immunization, for heaven's sake. And we did. And we did. And now the very concerns that Dee and I had reservations, or not even reservations, but just enough to ask the pediatrician about, have been totally debunked. And we'll talk about that coming up. And it's interesting, too, now. Our Mary Richards interviewed this mom, and who now has changed her mind. And it was interesting to hear what she said.
I let my pride keep me from vaccinating my children. And I'm hoping that maybe other people will be able to overcome their own pride and make the right decision.
You know, we're all concerned about the rate of autism. We're all concerned about other things that are happening in our society. But boy, let's deal with the real facts. Let's deal with the reality of situations for the sake of our kids, for their well-being. And if you are concerned about anything, boy, you know, when you just simply look at playing the odds, where are the odds most in favor of your children? And it's clearly, absolutely, unquestionably with them getting immunized. Let's go to Matt, who's on the line. Matt, you are on KSL. Welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. Hey, I just had a question. You know, we're about delaying vaccines. Autism isn't a concern to me, but just the number of vaccines over the last decade or so, and the number of combined vaccines, that sort of deal, has caused some concern as far as, you know, the long-term effects of them. And so, with us, we've kind of gone a route with our pediatrician where we delay as opposed to just, you know, not doing them all together. And I wanted to get thoughts on that.
Yeah, we'll talk with Dr. I'm certainly not qualified to answer that question, but we'll talk with Dr. Pavia, who will be joining us coming up in just a few minutes. And it's hard to get a better opinion than that when Dr. Pavia is the epidemiologist and chief over the pediatric infectious diseases area of Primary Children's Hospital. So I will ask him when we get him on the air with us. KSL Talk is our number, 575-8255. And let's go to Amy, who is joining us on the line. Amy, you're on KSL. Hi.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're talking about this. My comment or question is, I was sure this isn't more of a parent's right kind of a thing. Everybody knows their kids, and they know what's best for them individually, but I wonder if part of the reason people balk at it is because they also resent the fact that somebody's telling them what to do in that aspect. You know, are we infringing on parental rights? You know, and we see this with a lot of different issues. And so I just feel like it's really hard to be able to understand what the truth is for a lot of us. We've got doctors that are for, we've got doctors that are against. We can see, you know, you're talking about the logics of, you know, the odds. I completely agree, but is this too much of an emotional issue? The logic's out the window, because is this a parental right thing? I don't know. I would love to be able to have a clear cut answer. I've immunized my kids, but I have Crohn's disease, and so I see the other fact where I'm not really getting a lot of help from Western medicine. I use that just generalizing.
Sure.
Where's the truth in all this? Is it a parental issue? Are people offended? What is it?
No, I think the mother who said that she has changed her mind, I think she brought up an important aspect for her. She said it was kind of a pride issue. I mean, even when I realized that some of my concerns were not valid, it was still kind of a pride issue. It was a pride, and I think you've hit something. I really do, Amy. I think for many people, it's you know, and honestly, it's the government. You know, a lot of people just do not want the government at whatever level, whether and the federal government. That's kind of, you know, a hiss and a byword for many people. The state government, the county government, your local municipalities, the government within your school district itself. And I'm sure many people are just going, it's my right not to. And I don't know why, even if you felt it was your right not to, if you knew it was the right thing to do. But I think all of these things, I think with those who are on the more extreme side of the not only no, but heck no, I'm not going to do this. I think there are many contributing factors in there, Amy, and I think you hit some of them. Let's squeak in another quick phone call before we take a break, and then we'll be joined by Dr. Pavia from Primary Children's Medical Center. And hi, Nikki, you're on KSL.
Hi. My grandson just survived leukemia with a bone marrow transplant from his brother, and if he cannot be immunized. And if everybody else were immunized, he wouldn't be at risk for measles.
Boy, you know, thank you. Thank you for saying that, because there are kids. And that's why some of the pediatricians are saying, if you haven't immunized your kids, don't bring them into my office. There are too many kids in here who maybe are underage. I mean, they're too young to have had their vaccinations yet. Or like this person's, you know, was it a grandchild?
Yeah, my grandson. Yeah. And he's in Las Vegas, and they have measles there. And there's no way he can be, you know, like,
sure,
he can't live in a bubble.
No, absolutely. And imagine if your grandson in there fighting for his life, for dealing with leukemia, and then somebody who had not immunized their child, who had been to Disneyland over the last little while, came in and was sitting there in the waiting room with him or was in the proximity. And when we hear how long that virus not only lingers in the air, how it can travel, and how contagious it is. Boy, I appreciate your phone call. We have much more coming up on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio, and we'll be talking with Dr. Andrew Pavia coming up in just a moment.
The Doug Wright Show. Doug scores big-time interviews on Utah's most important stories on KSL News Radio.
I really appreciate Dr. Pavia joining us, who is the epidemiologist and the chief of pediatric infectious diseases at Primary Children's Hospital. It's hard to find a better, more reputable individual than that. And, you know, several people have said, well, you know, and we had a caller earlier say, well, there are doctors who, well, you know, there are people that I know, and I have interviewed them. I'll never forget this interview as long as I live. It was years ago. But I interviewed a guy from the Flat Earth Society. He truly believed that the Earth was flat. And I kept him on the air until he got so bizarre and so ridiculous that he started lambasting Mormon missionaries for some reason. And so I just cut him off, and that was, you know, that was the end of that conversation. But the Flat Earth Society and, Dr. Pavia mentioned Pavia. He indicated to us one doctor in particular who had been totally discredited, disbarred everything else because of basically cooking the materials and making money off of the fear-mongering that goes on around this. So are you going to be able to find a doctor who believes this? Yeah, I can find you somebody who believes the earth is flat too. I could have him on tomorrow if you wanted. But boy, I'll tell you, I'll go with Dr. Pavia any day of the week. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on KSL. Hi.
Hey, I am really glad that I had the opportunity to get on because this is very personal to me. And here's my beef, Doug. We're talking about a rising generation or generations who have never lived through or seen these diseases ravage their neighborhoods. They haven't seen the diphtheria. They haven't seen the polio and the measles. In the 60s, about the mid-60s, the red measles went through Utah. And it wasn't just a kid here and there that was getting it. In my neighborhood, it was most of the kids.
Yeah.
And I was one of those. And do you remember the television show My Favorite Martian?
Absolutely.
Okay, I watched it on the wall when the television was in another room. Why? Because I was hallucinating with a temperature that was 104 degrees and climbing. And I remember all the neighbor ladies in the room because they thought I was going to die, and there was really nothing that the doctors could do. And it took some, I won't go into the details, but there was some very interesting things that they finally had to do to cut the fever. But afterwards, because of the decimation to the immune system and everything like that, I was in-house even after I got better for weeks because kids were coming down with other kinds of things, secondary infections, that there was no defense for because the immune systems were so damaged. And there was eye damage and hearing damage and everything like that. We haven't seen those kinds of things lately because of the inoculations. And if people saw that and had been you know, was a part of that, they would understand exactly why those vaccinations are so important.
Well, Jim, I'm so glad you called in. I too had measles, but nowhere near as serious as you. But I do remember, you know, going on a little field trip from my primary class to visit a boy that was in our class who was at home with polio. And, oh, my goodness, you're right. You are absolutely right. We have a whole generation and a half or almost two now that have had no firsthand experience with these diseases. They didn't have friends who had polio. They didn't personally have the measles when they were younger. They personally don't carry around the scars that usually come along with smallpox and the other things, the horrible, horrible whooping cough and diphtheria, as you mentioned. And boy, I guess the closer we get to complete eradication of those, that memory fades. And when we have people go, well, you know, I haven't seen a case of the measles for years, why should I vaccinate my kids? Or I haven't seen, you know, polio, didn't we wipe that out? Why should I have a vaccination at all? And boy, Jim, your phone call was most valuable. Thank you for joining us. Let's go to Howard. Howard, you're on the Doug Wright Show. Hi. Howard, have we got you there? You'll want to listen to your telephone receiver rather than the radio. We have a nice little delay on that, primarily for a talk show and then also because of our high definition. It takes a processing and a bit of a delay. So hopefully he is going to hear us about right now. Howard, have we got you there? Maybe not. We better go to another call. Let's go to David. Hi, David. You are on KSL. Hi.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
The thing I get concerned with is this idea of there are no damages with the vaccine. If it was this case, then why in 1986 did they pass the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act? And then they had the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System through the FDA. And so why is it that just in a couple of years they put out $565 million in damages?
You tell me. Obviously, you've done the study. Obviously, you've done your research. Are your kids vaccinated?
Absolutely not.
What if they get polio?
The chance of getting polio are the chances of getting hit by lightning.
Well, as Dr. Pavia, in whom I have an enormous respect, I'm assuming you heard our conversation, he said some of the things you talk about are about the same probability of getting killed by a tanker truck on the freeway blowing up with gasoline. So are there downsides? Of course. And the doctor addressed those. Of course.
Well, $565 million worth just in a couple of years. Who knows how much there is since then? And as far as the FDA is concerned, they're looking at about 10% compliance of reports from doctors. If the doctor decides, oh, I don't think it had anything to do with this, then they don't report it. And so it's way underreported. And still, and it's really hard to get a case through the court system and win.
What does your pediatrician say about all this?
I don't have a pediatrician.
So you don't take your kids to the doctor?
We've never needed one.
Well, you are extremely fortunate.
No, I think we're extremely healthy because we live a healthy lifestyle and we don't drink Coca-Cola and eat Twinkies all the time.
Well, there are certainly downsides to that. And
We feed our kids fresh fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very careful with their diet. And they have gone through the school systems and never picked up any of these things. When the kids have chicken pox at school, we send our kids to make sure they get them. It's not a big deal. As far as measles is concerned, the death rate dropped 97% before they came out with the vaccine. It was a non-threatening disease that had been diminished before the vaccine ever came out.
Well, as Dr. Pavia said, you can look at all kinds of science. Most of what you're talking about, though, has been debunked and has been discredited.
That has never been debunked.
Have you ever had have your kids ever gone to the dentist?
Yes, they didn't need that. My oldest daughter never did because she never had any cavities.
Just for kicks, and just because I'm so fascinated by. I won't say charmed, I'll say your proper living that has brought you to this point. How many kids do you have?
Four.
Four? And what are their ages approximately from what to what?
Oh, right now, the oldest is 40 and the youngest is 24.
And never, not once, have any of them ever gone to the doctor?
Well, my daughter fell out of a tree and broke her arm, and yes, we took her to the doctor then. There's reasons you take them to the doctor, not for health,
but for accidents. Okay.
And our doctors are the best in the world on emergency medicine.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Hey, I really am at the top of the hour. I'm not cutting you off. I'm intrigued, and I am in awe of either your incredible wisdom, your incredible lifestyle, or your incredible luck. I have to hand it to you. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more of today's Doug Wright Show.
The Doug Wright Show on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Interesting show this morning, and I appreciate your participation. Regardless of what side of the argument you are on, we've had some really interesting response in the last couple of minutes, certainly on Facebook, but also on our text message board. And especially regarding our last caller, this person said, the last caller is what we call in the microbiological world as an isolated outlier. In short, he was very lucky. This person said, Doug, your last caller should be thankful that the rest of us have been vaccinated for his kids' sake. Let's see. This person said the last caller's family was a rarity during the years he was raising his kids. My four kids are the same age, and it was very rare that parents did not vaccinate their kids back then, so chances of exposure was very rare. Kind of that same thing. His kids were very, very lucky that our kids had their vaccination. Let's see. My aunt thought she was healthy, ate wisely with fanaticism, and could outsmart the doctors when she finally did agree to be seen to have surgery. She was way beyond help. You know, we're all very different, and we all know those individuals who really do seem to be blessed with an incredible stamina and an incredible ability to fight disease. And then there's the rest of us mere mortals who seem to be subject. I'll never forget my grandfather. And he was just an amazing man. And did so many things in his life, so admirable, and the way he, you know, health-wise and so on. And I remember one time he asked somebody, you know, how you doing? He goes, I'm fine, because I, and then he went on to prescribe why he was fine, because he did this, he did that, he did this, and he did that. And my grandfather just smiled and said, well, good, I'm glad you're doing well. And as he walked away, he thought to himself, my grandmother told me this story. He walked away and he said, you know, I do all those things too, and I'm dying of cancer. Let's take some phone calls. KSL Talk is our number, 575-8255 from Utah County. It's 470-KSL-1 and 670-KSL-1 from Weber and the northern parts of Davis County. Let's go to Myrna, who is on the line. Myrna, you're on KSL. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, my daughter has some fairly severe heart conditions, and on top of it, she's allergic to multiple things, including gelatin, which is the base of a lot of these immunizations.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I end up doing is taking her to Primary Children's. They give her multiple allergen suppressions and standby with EpiPens so she can get immunized. And it's so frustrating to me at the level of narcissism and selfishness that these people, they're so cavalier toward not immunizing their children. And it puts so many health-compromised children at risk. It's just reckless. And, you know, the last guy that was saying how nothing happened and your chances of being struck by lightning are higher or whatever, I'm like, look at this Disneyland outbreak, how quickly it moved to so many places.
Yeah, and you know, there's something else that sadly we still think of. And again, Dr. Pavia from Primary Children's Hospital said this. There's still, among some, the attitude that these are just childhood diseases. They're not that big a deal. He goes, I've seen people die of them. They are a big deal.
They are a big deal. And when you have children that are already at risk, like my daughter is, it is just absolutely frustrating because every day is a little bit of a risk just to send her into school when you have a parent that says, I'm not going to bother to do that. I don't feel that good about it.
Yeah, it is interesting. And again, I think that there is a time factor at play here where we become more and more isolated from it. When I was growing up and I saw these childhood diseases, I saw friends who, you know, were pockmarked because of the various diseases. I can remember what it was like, and I had a fairly mild case, apparently, compared to some of the descriptions I've heard, including Dr. Pavia's. But I had measles, and it was not fun. And the thing that I remember more than anything, though, and obviously it's left an indelible imprint on me, the day that we all left the Fairmont ward. I'll never forget this as long as I live. And we, our primary teacher said, we're all going to leave the ward, and we're going to walk down the street, and we're going to visit one of our fellow classmates that had polio. And wow, you know, we have people that have not had that experience, whole generations now, thank heaven, who have not had that experience of, one, having polio. And as Penn and Teller said, you know, you were lucky if you had it and it didn't leave you disabled or killed you. So we have a whole generation now that has not had that experience. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're on KSL. Hi.
Hey, Doug. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Great. Yeah, I was listening. I wanted to comment on an earlier caller that was on your show. And, you know, he brought up the fact that some parents may do this because they have the right not to vaccinate their children. When I thought about that, I thought, well, then I have all the right as a parent to keep, you know, to maybe as an example, to keep my child in a different school than those parents that have their children going to the same classes, because I don't want to put my child in danger.
Well, you look at all the school districts now, and it especially down in California, right around the Disneyland area, and when you have a headline like this, California school banned 66 students without measles vaccinations. This is Palm Desert High School, and students who haven't been fully immunized for measles are banned from classes for the next 2 weeks because other people have rights too. As you mentioned, if you have the right to not have your child vaccinated, others, do they not have the right to isolate their children from yours and to not, subject, especially if their kids are in a vulnerable situation? And boy, the grandmother who called up a little earlier and talked about, a grandchild fighting for their life because of leukemia. And the immune system, of course, is dramatically affected here. And if that child were to be around somebody with measles, what would happen? What would happen? We have much more coming up on today's Doug Wright Show at KSL News Radio. We are going to switch topics. We've got a lot to talk about on the program, and all here at KSL.
Doug breaks in, no matter what.
We now have breaking news, and Cheryl Worsley joins us here in the KSL News Center.
Utah's first source for breaking news on KSL News Radio.